Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It's Friday, December 3rd. Welcome into your sports betting show of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered by the Almighty Sports Line, the best value in all of sports. I am the coach, and we are set for an incredibly busy, busy weekend in the world of sports and here at the Early Edge. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, that's exactly where you need to be because you're watching us right now. Also, if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple, welcome to you all as well. Now, here's the deal. Right now, if you have your notifications turned on in your feed, our Week 13 NFL Mega Preview, our College Football Mega Preview, our MMA Preview of Bellator tonight, UFC tomorrow, and also our weekend soccer episode with Martin W. Green. All that is live in your feed right now. But why are we here? We're here for the here and the now, our daily morning show. So let's bring in the stars of the show. And I brought in the heavy hitters this morning. Look at this crew. Let's go. Now, first and foremost, live from New York City, we call him the machine. You call him Jay Smooth. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, coach. Excited to be here. You know, I think it's been, a month since I Jay Smoothed myself. So no jinx, but we've been on a roll here. So
let me make it very clear. You are not allowed to say Jay Smoothed myself. That is not a thing. I can say they Jay Smoothed themselves. You can't say that. All right. Sorry. Let me regroup because we've got a heavy.
I threw you off.
It's okay. You ruined my flow. That's usually AB's job. All right. Michael Roberts. At least I have somebody that respects me on the show this morning.
Absolutely.
Thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent. This first weekend in December, ready to tear it up and make some money. Hopefully make some money for everybody else, too. That's the idea, right?
You're damn right it is, and that's exactly what we're going to do. By the way, I mentioned the College Football Preview. Mike is a part of that in your feed right now. Now, AB, let's throw our differences aside, and let's just celebrate something that happened last night that was amazing, that all the people watching the show got to participate in, that now only you and I and the jeweler are not in the club when it comes to the primetime shows. But we got prop stars in last night, and that was a whole hell of a lot of fun, was it not?
It was a ton of fun. And look, this is what leaders do, right? Like, you push your guy into the club and you got him. So now it's me, you, and the jeweler outside. Now, a lot of people on Twitter last night did say, you know, coach should get some free drink tickets, right? Like a free night in for what you did for prop stars last night. So I can't disagree with that. Hey, well done by you, man.
Well, thank you very much. And I kind of have to put the jeweler on blast a little bit, because if I would have been like him, I would have taken the victory for myself. Because just 24 hours earlier, 36, whatever it was, he was taking credit for the flip the coin thing. I had him on the other side of the coin. No, I didn't have Gallup on the other side of my coin. I only had a one-sided coin for prop stars. That sounded stupid. But you know what I mean. It was so much fun. And we're going to do it again Sunday night, too. We never stop. Me and AB are going to get in the club, and maybe Mike and Jay Smooth someday can get in the club, too. All right. Let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today. Can you tell I'm in a good mood today? I'm in a damn good mood today. All right. Anytime that I can see on my rundown, wise guy report, I'm in. Micah, start us off. What do you got?
Yeah, you know, it's a short week. 10 championship games this weekend, 2 of them tonight, 8 of them tomorrow, and then we've got the cast off the get back game with USC and Cal. That thing's been bet up from 2 to 4.5, but you're not going to worry about that till then. You're going to worry about what the wise guys did this week, or I do anyway, because I respect them because they win more than they lose. So I'm always curious about to see what happened. Now, Tuesday, they came in on Western Kentucky in the Conference USA championship game. That went from pick to 1, 1.5 to 2 to 2.5. And then Wednesday, they did the final nail in the coffin. They grabbed all the threes they could. It's 3.5 now everywhere. It was a beautiful, beautiful interaction between the leader of these shark groups, the wise guys, and then the wise guys, the minions running around with their phone accounts and betting in the book, orchestrated all over Las Vegas and at Atlantis Reno with my friend Mark Nelson. It was a beautiful thing to watch, something I hadn't seen quite done so perfectly in a while. And it's because of there's a limited schedule. So they're on that game. They like Kent State in the MAC championship game tomorrow. They move that up from 3 to 3.5. And San Diego State, 5.5 to 6 in the Mountain West Conference game tomorrow. Those are the wise guy plays here. But Western Kentucky, masterful job. Well done, guys.
I want everybody watching at home to understand that what you listen to for the last 60 to 90 seconds is what I call levels to this game. If you think you're in the sports betting game, you're not all the way in the sports betting game. There are pros for a reason, but we're here to help you. That's why we have guys like Micah in our crew, Now, we got to get back to the NFL because it's a big week. It's week 13. We're now facing the playoffs head on, straight in the eye. AB, what do you got?
Yes, sir, Coach. So, look, we have reached streak week in the NFL. A couple Chick-fil-A nuggets of the day that you guys might want to know about. Tom Brady is 9-0 all time against the Falcons. The Eagles, 11-0 against the Jets. In fact, they have never lost to the Jets ever in the history of their time. All right. The Chiefs playing the Broncos this week. The Chiefs have won 11 straight against the Broncos. And Kirk Cousins, 7-0 all time against the Lions. So just some streaks you might want to be aware about.
I love the Chick-fil-A nuggets of the day. I'm just waiting for the time that we can put that logo up in the corner. It's coming. Oh, it's coming. By the way, I got to give a big time shout out, big time props to our girl, Alabama. Yesterday, as we look back at what the show did before we get it our board today, look at all the green check marks. But you notice Allie. Very quietly, day after day, just keeps cashing the tickets. And she is now an official expert on the Sportsline site. You can get all of her hockey picks there every single day. She's amazing. And we call her the Ice Queen for a reason. Do not let that very nice exterior and voice fool you. She's a savage. And she's on our team. She's on our team. Now, let's get into it. One play from Sportsline today. All right. We're going to go a little basketball. That's right. Big Ten opener for Iowa and Purdue. It's going to be an amazing game. Both teams love to get it up and down. Both teams love to score. Now, it's robust, but we're going to take the over. We're only going to root for points today because you know I love that. 160 and a half, 9 p.m. Eastern tip. I love it. By the way, if you're not a member of Sportsline yet, what the hell are you doing? But I'm going to do you a solid. I don't judge. Use a promo code EDGE. I'll give you 30 days for free. Then after that, you're playing with house money. You get all my experts, all the analysis, all the simulations. Just use that promo code EDGE. Do it right now if you're not a member. All right, let's get into our board now. I mentioned the Iowa-Purdue game. Well, one of my guys has Iowa in his plays today. So, Jay Smooth, start us off. What do you got?
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, so I'm going to be taking the underdog here in Iowa, plus 12 and a half right now. It was around 12 this morning, so the market is moving towards Purdue. They think that they're going to be elite enough to cover it. Purdue might be one of the best teams in the country right now. I have them ranked as my second best team in the nation, but I still think 12 and a half is too big. My model makes this 8.5. You're getting a lot of value here. I think that people are underrating Iowa. They're all really high on Purdue. I think they're going to keep it within 10 points. This is a big opening game, as Coach just said. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to grab the points on that one. The next game I'm going to take is Niagara. Niagara has been a great team so far this year. They've been playing some good basketball. They're going to match up against Monmouth, but Niagara's at home. Again, opening of conference play. I like the home underdog here, plus 2, grab Niagara. And then lastly, I'm going to go with San Jose State. They're playing North Dakota and they're only 6-point favorites. I think they should be a little bit bigger than that. North Dakota just has not been playing good ball. So go ahead and grab San Jose State -6, and that should be our three picks for the day.
And they are fire picks, no doubt about it. While you were giving those picks, Reggie in the chat said, I think I need to be signed up to Sportsline. Reggie, yeah, we think you need to be too. Come join the family. Come join the family. The water's cold. All right. Now, Micah, this isn't your only appearance on the Early Edge, but this is the only time you and I get to converse. So if you would, please, give us a fresh pick today. But if you could enlighten the good people at home about your fire picks from our college football preview, I would appreciate it.
Oh, yes. On Wednesday with Alan and the guys, I gave out Western Kentucky and Oregon in a big revenge spot here. You got Western Kentucky. They have won their last seven games in a row, covered their last 5-6-1 in the overall, playing amazing. And on the other side, you've got San Antonio. They have not played well their last three games. So looking at that, looking at a revenge spot for Oregon and Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, that's the big edge they had. They get now, they don't have to worry about going to the playoffs anymore. They've got that off their mind. They just go and do business. Remember 2 weeks ago what happened and pound them. That's what I think anyway, Oregon and Las Vegas. But we're going to go NBA today, Coach. And, you know, the last time the Sixers and Hawks met, they played in the playoffs last year, the Hawks elevated. But this year, late October, they played and Philadelphia won 122-94, blowout city. But both these teams are going in different directions right now. The Philadelphia with Embiid back, they've lost three of their last four. Not in sync. They were out of sync when he was gone. Now it's kind of even worse a little bit because there's more expectations and the spreads are lower now. So this is a spot where the spread is like playing the Sixers from October to where now they're not that same team anymore. They've got some issues. On the other side, we've got Atlanta. Trae Young has gotten on fire, over 30 points his last five games. They have won seven of their last eight games. They have been playing extremely well, and the core three have played all 22 games for them. So you've got John Collins, you've got Capella, and Young have been working it together, and everybody else just kind of contributes. So I like the flow. I like the rhythm. I like the pace of Trae Young. Nate McMillan told him, he's like, you're the star. This is your team. You can't just be passing around. We need you to shoot the ball. And he's been doing that, and they've been winning. It's been a nice correlation. So that's what I'm riding tonight, Coach. Go Hawks.
I love it. Go Hawks. And you used a word that I love using here on the show, and that is flow. And you're one of the few people, Micah, that allows me to flow.
I'm 70s R&B, so I'm straight up. I got a lot of flow.
He goes, I'm straight 70s R&B. That's what I'm about is flow. Now, before I get to AB, I got a little business I got to handle because Jay Smooth, there's a few people calling you out. Now, my man Bo says, Jay Smooth, I tell you every day. However, I cannot get behind Iowa. Purdue is just too good. Hold up. The next text says, Jay Smooth, we've got a Purdue student watch. Go to class. We appreciate it, but go to class. He says, I have to ask, does the Mackey impact not scare you that Purdue might run away with it? Answer the man, Jay Smooth.
You know, there's definitely going to be a chance that Purdue can open this one up. That's the reason why this line is going to be at 12.5. You know, the way the statistics even out means that there's probably a decent shot that this one's going to end at 17. But I also think that there's a better shot that this one stays within 12, maybe even comes in at 8 or 9. This is just too big of a game. You know, this is one of those rivalry games. It's going to be a tough duke it out, beat each other up, physical down low type of game. I just think it stays a little closer than 12.5. Purdue's going to win. I think Purdue wins, but you know.
Hey, let's not forget, Iowa just went to Virginia and beat them this week on the road. Iowa is no joke. All right. Now that I handled that, AB, I cannot even believe that it fell this way, but it has. You have somehow weaseled your way into the maestro spot on the show. And that comes with pressure. It just does. There's no getting around it. So I'm just going to lean back. The floor is yours. What do you got?
Yeah, Coach, no pressure, no diamonds. Also, weaseling my way in, I feel like Bobby Heenan here. Look, so we're going to go with the Colts minus 10 against the Texans. Now, look, everybody's going to say, all right, double digit, Colts are better than the Texans. Yeah, but you know what? Now, let's look deeper into this game and wonder and realize why we're taking them. All right, first off, Indianapolis, yes, they are much better, but the Texans have the worst rushing defense in the NFL. Jonathan Taylor is going to have a field day with this team, which is not only going to help us score, control the clock, control the tempo, it's also going to limit Carson Wentz in terms of his mistakes that he could make in this game. Next, the Colts are coming off of a loss against Tampa Bay, all right? A loss in which they gave up a lead. So we're going to get an Indianapolis Colts team that's not taking its foot off the gas pedal the entire game. Lastly, the Colts, and this is most important, the only way that the Colts are going to make the playoffs is by winning the AFC South, okay? Tennessee is banged up, going through some things right now. Well, guess what? What's the best thing you could do to try and win the AFC South? You hammer down on an AFC South opponent in the Houston Texans. Take the Colts minus 10. They blow Houston up.
Jonathan Taylor for 5 touchdowns on Sunday. I can see it in my head already. By the way, I got to handle something else in the chat. My man Sean Wilson says, hey, I'll take the juice and take Purdue straight up tonight at minus 784. That's what you're going to do? Jay Smooth, tell the good people at home, if you make a habit of playing minus 784 favorites, what could happen to your gambling career?
If you don't win those picks, coach, you're out the door really, really quick. It's apparently a big Indiana night,
Yeah. Hey, Micah, how many wise guys in Vegas are betting the minus 784 favorites?
Nobody, unless the number's off. That's it. If the number's off and it's $9 or $10, they will play it just because it's cheaper than everybody else and they think they got some value. But yeah, most of those come up. You see, like the horse racing, they bet the big favorite to show and then they go jump off a bridge when it's done. It's crazy.
I mean,
you don't need to be that aggravated by losing a bet that you laid 780 on.
Look, technically, I think that this line, if you have like a point edge, like if my model makes it 8.5 and it's 12.5 out there, there is technically an edge on the money line. Like I would probably make that money line minus 600, minus 550. But again, that's just not that crazy of an edge when you get into how money line betting works versus spread betting. So I'd much rather take the edge on the spread.
Leave it to you to make something serious out of my joke.
Oh, well, that's all I do, coach.
No, you're actually here helping people. I'm just acting like an idiot. So you're doing the right thing. I'm not. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap. And it looks glorious on this Friday morning. By the way, don't forget, 2 p.m. Eastern this afternoon, our prop show. Prop Stars is back from his migraine. Also, a very special shout out today that you guys do not want to miss in that show. All right, Jay Smooth, 3 plays today. We're going to go Iowa plus 12.5 against Purdue in the Big Ten opener. Niagara plus 2, San Jose State minus 6. Then Micah, 1 play today. Hawks in the NBA minus 1.5. Do not forget college football preview in your feeds right now. More plays for Micah there. Then AB, he hosts the college football preview. He has a Colts minus 10 today and then 1 play from the site. We're going to go Iowa-Purdue. Going to go over. We think it's going to be fast. A lot of scores. 160.5. We'll go 81-80 for a final. We like a good college basketball sweat on a Friday. Boy, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a fun day. By the way, the gym, tasty today. Western Kentucky, money line. Oregon, Utah, first half under. Very AB-ish. And then Boston College plus 5. Put it all together, plus 492. All right. I want you guys to go into work today. I want you to be positive. I want you to pay it forward. I want you to walk up to somebody at work and just say, hey, have a good day. Just because. All right? Let's continue to be positive. Let's continue to win. Let's continue to do this 7 days a week. There's only one thing left to do. And you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire team, Micah Roberts, AB Dial-Up, Jay Smooth, the machine, the jeweler who puts it all together here at the brand. I am the coach. We're here every day. Doesn't matter the sport. Doesn't matter the day. We're here for you. Tell all your friends about the Early Edge. Good luck.